You can support this podcast on patreon.com/firstpawmedia.
On today's show, we finish up the summer leg of the Rock and Roller Coaster Tour across America with a Sammy Hagar show in Ridgeview, Washington. We had this concert penciled in on our calendars since it was first announced in the spring, and we were looking forward to a night of great music.
Welcome to the Rockin' Coaster Podcast, presented by First Paw Media. Whether your favorite is a Giga, a Steel Dive, or old Woody roller coasters are your thing, or you're a fan of classic rock, hard rock, or grunge, we talk about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forteau travel the country in search of the best roller coasters and music festivals. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Rockin' Coasters podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Forteau for First Paw Media. Today we are talking about the Sammy Hagar and the Circle concert in Ridgeview, Washington. What a great evening to end the summer with a show. Even though Robert and I saw one of his favorite bands of all time, Alice in Chains, just the night before at the same venue, we were super excited for this show, and we had been calling it the concert of the year on the summer's Rock and Roller Coaster Tour across America. You see, we had been on the road for the better part of 3 weeks driving down to Dallas from Seattle in our newly acquired Toyota RAV4. We had put on some serious miles, stopping in Moab, Denver, Salt Lake, Boise, and everywhere in between. It was fitting to end this leg of the tour with such a great show. We arrived early after having lunch at the Iliani Casino close by and wanted to make sure we soaked it all in at the venue. This is such a fun place to see a concert. There are lawn seats and covered seating closer to the stage. We had an awesome stage center seats about 15 rows back. This place reminded me a lot of Fiddler's Green. I always call it that in Denver, and the amphitheater in Syracuse, where we saw Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson a few years ago. It was a whole different crowd, right? Speaking of different crowds, I found it interesting that there was a heck of a lot more police presence at this show compared to the night before, and they did not allow the lawn crowd to bring in chairs like they did for the AIC show. I wonder why. I've been a big fan of the Red Rocker my whole life. I listened to him in Montrose when I was little and went to high school at the height of Van Hagar. I knew I would know the words to every song and I would sing my heart out for his entire set. In fact, I may have even surprised Robert a time or two. While I never called myself a true George Thorogood fan, I knew the songs, and this guy is a freaking legend. Portland's favorite rock station, KGON, hosted this gig. The original lineup was supposed to have the Glorious Sons along with Nita Strauss. I'm assuming Nita backed out because of her new position as guitarist for Demi Lovato. And I'm not sure what happened with the Glorious Sons. No matter, the day was epic as it was. It was supposed to be a mini festival, but nonetheless, we were so glad we were there. Opening this show was Queensryche. The current lineup is Todd LaTorre, Eddie Jackson, Michael Wilton, Mike Stone, and Casey Grillo. This seemed like an odd pairing for a show, honestly, as Sammy Hagar and George Thorogood seem more of a party band compared to the more serious, brooding music of Queensryche. Queensryche played roughly an hour. The band was tight. They played the songs flawlessly. The only off-putting thing for myself personally were the layers of delay and reverb on LaTorre's vocals. While he's a powerful singer, it's odd to see him hit a note, then walk away from the mic with the vocals still resonating for several seconds after. It was honestly distracting from the songs. It felt almost like lip-syncing, despite it being his original note coming through. Realizing that very few live bands play without a lot of effect loops, etc. I think if it's on vocals, the singer should stay at the mic until the note is finished with the delay reverb. I will add here, you guys, the crowd was very much into Queensryche, and very few people would have noticed this delay reverb anyhow. George Thorogood was up next. One of the most celebrated American blues rock artists of all time, he is a trademark himself at 71 years old. The man still has his charisma. His band, bassist Billy Blow and drummer Jeff Simon, have all played together since 1976. Saxophonist Buddy Leach helped bring the spirit of the veteran rockers many celebrated songs, opening with Rock Party. The band continued into several drinking theme songs, including I Drink Alone, House Rent Blues, One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer, and One Big Grin revealed a silver-colored canine tooth from Thorogood, which I couldn't help but wonder if it was because he was truly bad to the bone or just had a bad tooth. I mean, if Madonna can wear a grill, why can't George have a silver tooth? Either way, it was a joy seeing him still performing. Sammy Hagar and The Circle were up next. The Circle includes his longtime friend from Van Halen and Chickenfoot, bassist Michael Anthony, Jason Bonham, son of legendary John Bonham of Led Zeppelin, on drums, and guitarist Vic Johnson. If you close your eyes, you will swear that Vic was channeling Eddie Van Halen for all of his licks. Let me just start off by saying it is hard to believe that Sammy Hagar is nearly 75 years old. Jaw-dropping, honestly. He is fit. He sings well. He certainly doesn't look like any 75-year-old I've ever known. And you guys, he brings the joy, the excitement. He literally takes you to church. It's a lot of fun to watch him live and in concert. Between his bands and being a businessman, he has created quite a trademark for himself. Business partner, friend, and restaurateur Guy Fieri and he have a line of Santo tequilas and mezquila, and he is renowned for his line of Cabo Wabo tequila and Sammy's Beach Bar rum. Tequila is somewhat synonymous and associated with him now. Hagar claims, "Water will kill a drink, so perhaps his secret to youth is getting a little pickled now and then and certainly knowing how to sell it." You guys, here's a fun fact. Robert searched high and low to grab all three bottles of Santos and finally found two of the three on a later trip at a liquor store in a really shady part of Seattle. He is still searching for the elusive black bottle. If you know anything about acquiring libations up here in Alaska, you understand our pain. The Red Rocker and his cohorts belted out songs from his expansive career, which included songs from Montrose, Van Hagar, Halen, and even a nod to drummer Jason Bonham's dad with Rock and Roll from Zeppelin. The Redheads' loyal Sammy Hagar fans' nickname were in their element clearly and perhaps a little more than tipsy to get to spend an evening with his band entertaining. I Can't Drive 55 seems apropos for Sammy Hagar and The Circle as they give such a powerhouse performance. Sammy refuses to walk off stage for an encore. I have always thought this was the adult version of hide and seek, so he stays until the last minute. You can truly see these guys love being a band. It is no secret that Mikey and Sammy are best friends, as they are always sharing their exploits on their Instagram feeds. We have seen a lot of bands over the years who seem like they are into it but appear too professional and stuffy on stage. But the Circles seem to have the right idea of a bunch of guys up on stage just jamming with several thousand friends to a whole new level. Like I said, going to church. It was also so refreshing to see Sammy interacting with the fans throughout the whole show. He signed autographs, wore funny hats that were passed to him from the crowd, shared swigs of his aforementioned Santos, and even wore a Seattle Kraken jersey appropriately labeled with "I Can't Drive" with the big number 55 on the back during Right Now. And a little side tip, you guys, that actual jersey is what sparked the idea for my own Seattle Kraken jersey. All fun, great songs, and a few hours to forget the world. What a perfect way to spend a summer evening. Have you ever seen Sammy and the Circle live? What's your favorite Hagar song? Let us know in the comments or on our socials. Just search Rockin' Coasters Podcast. And one last thing. Did you know the single best thing you can do for our show is tell your family and friends how you listen? Who knows? They just might become a rabid listener just like you. I'm Michelle Forto for First Paw Media. See you next time.